For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The results of Tuesday's midterms have brought an avalanche of speculation about the next 2 years as Democrats and Republicans ramp up for a presidential race that could test the resolve of every American. But what is the outlook for Shelby County? Political analyst Otis Sanford is back with us. Otis, record turnout for a midterm in Tennessee. How does that bode for 2020?
I think you will see a record turnout in 2020 as well. If there's one thing that the current president has done, it has energized people on all sides to be more engaged in the political process, either because of anger, because of fear, because of support and loyalty.
So after Tennessee's recent Senate race, do you think Democrats will reevaluate how they run campaigns or who they'll run?
Tuesday's results told me plainly that the Democrats are just too far outnumbered in the state of Tennessee to be a factor in statewide politics. I don't know what the statewide Democratic Party can do except be true to its left-leaning base.
Given the fact that former Governor Bredesen ran such a polite campaign, I wonder if there are any old-fashioned attack dog Democrats who could embrace that sort of Trump style of campaigning, you know, insults and fist-pounding. Somebody who could take on a very sober Republican like Lamar Alexander.
That person may be out there. I have no idea who that is. I think the Democrats, statewide Democrats, think that the only way to win is to get independent voters and moderate Republicans. That's what Phil Bredesen thought. That's what Carl Dean thought. It didn't work because those folks did not cross over. But it just seems to be a bridge too far right now for Democrats in Tennessee.
Well, we often talk about the grand divisions of Tennessee, the East, Middle, and West, but politically, those divisions are actually, I think, the cities, the suburbs, and the rural areas. So let's talk about that real estate. We saw a lot of fighting this year in the burbs.
The suburbs created a fight, not just here in Tennessee, but everywhere. The suburbanites have a far different political view, even though a lot of them are Republican. They have a far different political view on civility, inclusiveness, how to treat people, tolerance, than people in the rural areas. That's just a fact.
And we saw a little bit of change there. The District 31 race, mm-hmm. Everyone was keeping an eye on this. So the Brian Kelsey versus the challenger, Gabby Salinas.
Right.
That race was a lot closer than anyone imagined it would be.
It was very close. Gabby Salinas, a first-time candidate with not a lot of money, ran a very good campaign. She got the highest number of votes for any losing candidate in a local race. That is because, again, that's that suburban mentality there. Brian Kelsey is not all that well liked. And I was told by a political insider, a Republican political insider, that don't be surprised in 2020 when the new census is taken, there's redistricting after the 2020 census. Don't be surprised if there's a reshaping of District 31. To take out some of the areas that have changed demographically over the last several years.
Tennessee's urban areas, I think, learned a lesson this year. Republicans don't need them. Marsha Blackburn now famously came all the way to Memphis for a donut. Is it time for state Democrats to start paying attention to rural areas, or does it make more sense to turn the suburbs blue?
Actually, that's a good question. If there are enough people in the suburbs that they can attract, that might be the winning formula. I think trying to attract the rural voters in the state is a lost cause for Democrats. But even the suburbs are going to be difficult for the most part. It's going to be hard for Democrats to make any inroads in Bartlett or even Collierville, Millington.
It seems like with the last county mayor's race and the change of the county administration, Democrats have this opportunity here to show that they can run things correctly.
Now, that's a possibility because the Democrats showed up in mass in August and elected Democrats all up and down the line in county races. Mm-hmm. That showed us that Democrats, when they flex their muscle within Shelby County, they can win anything they want to win. But it stops at the county line.
Political analyst Otis Sanford will be staying on with us, hopefully through 2020. That's a long time away.
But it is. Well, we got a lot to do in 2019. We have a city election coming up. And also, the city council didn't look all that good in this election. All three of the referendum questions went down in flames. And that was because voters just don't trust the city council, and for good reason.
And that is a discussion for another time.
It is.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WKNO News.